Martha Rossi is here to talk about her new book, The Punk Rock Queen of the Jews, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Rossi.
Hello, Charlotte. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Tell us about your new book.
Well, The Punk Rock Queen of the Jews, I love the title, I gotta say it. It's essentially the story that I never told, because my first memoir came out in 2015, The Raging Skillet, and that changed my life. It became a play, it traveled around the country, and it's been a whole whirlwind. But in a lot of ways, I never told the true, deep-down, guttural story of how I came to New York. And I guess it's a story I couldn't really say while my parents were alive, because, quite honestly, it would have killed them, I think. But it started coming out after the first book came out and things quieted down. I was in Los Angeles taking care of my father, who was starting to go downhill, pushing 90, and it was his last few months of life. And I couldn't sleep at night, and so I just started writing. And the story of how I wound up in New York, which is crazy, crazy, but true story, just kind of came pouring out of me and never stopped. So essentially, it's a story of my exodus. It's interesting that the book launch and the publishing date all happened during Passover, because that's the exodus from Egypt, of course. And this is essentially my exodus from Crown Heights, how I escaped this frightening, oppressive period of time when I was kidnapped by my parents and shipped off to Hasidic Jews in Crown Heights, Brooklyn in 1981. It's really quite a twisted story.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
My inspiration was I needed to write it because it's a story that I never really told, and it involves survival and coming of age and coming to terms with the fact that I wasn't heterosexual and the nice little Jewish girl that my parents wanted me to be. But if I do have an inspiration, I think it's because I do believe it would help young girls and young women out there. And that's always a great inspiration for me, to empower other women in this world, especially other baby dykes like myself. Anything that I can do to help liberate women, and especially who are in repressive religious childhoods and backgrounds and lifestyles, it's even harder.
What do you hope to accomplish with this book?
Well, what I hope is that, of course, as many people as humanly possible read it. But I also hope that it helps a lot of young women who are trapped in not just Orthodox or Hasidic Judaism, but any religion that's oppressive and repressive, or any lifestyle. I hope it gives them power and it really fuels them. I know that if I had read something like this when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, I would have gotten so much power because I would have felt like I wasn't alone. I mean, it's an unusual story, or you would think, but I do think that there are a lot of young women out there, I've met many of them, who are living a life that's not theirs because they're afraid of being shunned by their friends and their family. I've known Jehovah's Witnesses who had similar stories, and I just hope it just fuels them and just lets them know that there are others out there that have gone through it and got to the other side and thrived and are even flying.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Well, of course I'd like to be a best-selling New York Times author, but what I'd really like to accomplish is helping young people, and not just young gay people. There are all sorts of people that are not accepted by their lifestyle and their family and their religion. I feel like this would help them. And, of course, it would also be nice if it became a movie and then I won an Oscar award. I saw the Oscars the other night. I was, like, writing my acceptance speech, thanking every gay icon I could think of.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in 2024 with over 600 anti-LGBTQ bills in states across the country that include book bans and women's rights continue to be on the chopping block, anti-Semitism and hate crimes are on the rise, and all as we head into the presidential election?
Well, it's a terrifying time. It's shocking and terrifying. I don't know why I keep getting shocked. Because ever since, I don't want to use his name, so let's say Dumpty Dump got elected. I mean, you know, after that, every day you turn on the news, something horrifying and shocking happened. And all of this horrible stuff in Florida, banning books, don't say gay. I mean, all this stuff is happening. Feels like a throwback to the 1950s. And so what I think about is as horrified and disgusted and upset as we were to see the most qualified presidential candidate maybe ever in history lose to the least qualified candidate ever in history, as horrified as we were to see that, we did suddenly get empowered. I mean, I was at the Women's March in New York. I think 800,000 or a million people, I don't know. Never been a part of something that felt so immediate and necessary and powerful. And so I thought, is that going to be what this is doing, waking us up to start marching and screaming? I got a little bit lazy during Obama. I felt like, look, we got a great guy in. We've got our first black president. We're moving forward. We've got gay marriage. You know, we're doing it, right? But then I guess I realized I should not have been taking a nap. I needed to keep screaming and yelling and marching. So, yes, it's horrible. The anti-Semitism is off the roof. The anti-gay crap is ridiculous. Anti-trans, ridiculous. It's just painful and horrible and shocking. But what I'm hoping is that it's going to wake us all up to just start marching and protesting and fighting for our rights and not let this happen. And I'm hoping there's enough good people out there who are just sleeping or just being lazy that we can wake them up. But it is a terrifying time. I'm already fully baked, as we say. I'm not a little baby dyke anymore. But I can't even imagine what it would be like to be 16 years old right now, 17 years old, 13 years old, and know that you are gay or trans or you're in a world different from the one you're surrounded by. Just terrifying. So we just have to keep fighting, Charlotte. That's all I can say.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially in these challenging times?
Well, I have to say, it's kind of a recurring dream I've had over the years, especially after I started writing memoirs. But really, I've had this dream on and off in different ways over the years, that I could go back as who I am now and talk to myself when I was in high school and tell myself things like, you're not going to believe how much better it gets. The second you graduate high school, it's going to be 1,000 times better. The second you fall in love, the second you get to New York, the second you get out of that horrible claustrophobic community, you're not going to believe how much better it's going to get. And so what I would say is to all of these youth, I would say just know, like they say, yes, it gets better. It gets 100,000 times better. Just a dark moment maybe now. Maybe it might feel hopeless and scary. Maybe you feel alone. But it gets so much better. You're going to get out of high school and all this freedom is going to be all around you. People are going to start loving you like you didn't even know you could be loved. You're going to find out how beautiful and gorgeous you are. And if you need to, play the Lady Gaga song 100,000 times. You're beautiful just the way you are, because you really are. And in the end, I really do think all queer people go to heaven.
How can people get information about the punk rock Queen of the Jews?
Well, it's coming out officially April 23rd, but you can pre-order it right now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and bookshop.org and any local bookstore. I think it's great to support your local independent bookstore. They can order it for you. And you can always also check on theragingskillet.com, where I'll have updates on what's going on. And I'm always letting everyone know what's up on Instagram. I'm Chef Rossi NYC. It's all one word. And I'm always letting people know on my Facebook page, which is also Chef Rossi NYC. But just type into Google the Punk Rock Queen of the Jews. All the places you can get it will pop right up.
What other projects are you working on?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. I do love you, Charlotte. Well, of course, it's all about all the book launches right now. But in terms of my writing, I've just finished writing a full-length play about my sister, because my sister died shockingly at a very young age, just a day before Gay Pride in 2022. And she was a pretty odd and amazing and extraordinary and unusual person. And so I finished writing a play that I'm just kind of touching up about her life called Ms. New Jersey, because one of the unusual things about my sister was that she was constantly trying to become Miss New Jersey. And it's quite an unusual and funny story, but I think it's going to be a great play. And I've also written the screenplay for the Punk Rock Queen of the Jews, which won a couple of awards in some of the various film festivals. So I guess right now I'm a little pooped from writing books, and I'm all about writing screenplays and plays right now. Of course, having said that, I'll probably sit down and write another book, but you never know.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Oh, my God, 1,000 questions. I have one, though, because The Raging Skillet was adapted for the stage, and it became a hit play. It traveled all around the country. And then we had our first off-Broadway reading in May of last year, starring Judy Gold. It was made for Judy Gold. She's a loudmouth Jewish lesbian from New Jersey, playing a loudmouth Jewish lesbian from New Jersey. It's perfect. Anyway, we had a standing ovation, smash hit, amazing off-Broadway reading. So now I really would like to have our off-Broadway run. So we're looking for producers and executive producers. And so the question I would love people to ask is, how can we be an executive producer or a producer of Raging Skillet off-Broadway? That would be a great question to ask, of which I would say, just call me up and let's go, baby.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through these difficult times?
Well, on the book tour for my first book, which had a lot to do with how I became a chef, I found I was signing all the books, Food is Love, because I always felt strongly that that was the backbone of my catering career, that food is love. But I started doing my podcast, Raging and Eating, during the pandemic because it was such a sad, scary, weird time. And I found that I was signing off on the podcast the same way. It just kind of happened organically, where I said, food is love, and so are you. And that feels a little more like where I'm at now. It's not just that food is love. It's that food is love, and so are you. And that's what we all should be about, love. Not all of this chazarai that we're getting from the far right and all of these horrible politicians right now. So I would say my ultimate motto right now is, food is love, and so are you.